All Hit Radio.
Welcome to the X Zone, a place where fact is fiction and fiction is reality. Now, here's your host, Rob McConnell.
Welcome to the X Zone, everyone. My name is Rob McConnell, and for the next 4 hours, I'm your host and your guide as together we cross the time-space continuum to this place that I call the X Zone. It's a place where people dare to believe and dare to be heard. It's a place where fact is fiction and fiction is reality. And the X Zone comes to you Monday through Friday from 10 p.m. Eastern until 2 a.m. Eastern, right here on the Talkstar Radio Network and our fine family of broadcast affiliates across Canada, the United States, Central America, the Caribbean, South America, the Pacific Rim, 20 Asian countries, and now across Europe. If you'd like to give us a call at any time tonight, our toll-free number is 1-877-528-8255. That is toll-free throughout Canada, the United States, Alaska, and Hawaii. My email address is xzone@talkstarradio.com. You can chat with me here in our studios in Hamilton by typing in the MSN Messenger address, talkstarradio@hotmail.com. And our website's www.xzoneradio.com. And you can watch and listen to us live from our studios here in Hamilton at www.xzonetv.com. And our new store website, www.xzonestore.com. On tonight's show, Jerry Weiss-Corbley will be joining me in a few moments. We're going to be talking about the top 10 good news for Earth Day. Dr. Will Horton will be joining me in hour number two. We're going to be talking about mind control and specifically how mind control works in cults. And we're going to be focusing on the polygamist raid in Texas last week. Philip Cook, the author of Abused Men, The Hidden Side of Domestic Violence, is my hour number three guest. And hour number four, it's open mic with you and me and a dog named Boo. Oh, that's a song, isn't it? Anyway, it's just going to be you and me. We're going to be talking about the food crisis, the gas crisis, the water crisis. What is going on in this world and how can we turn it around and make lemonade out of this lemon situation we find ourselves in? That's tonight here on the X Zone. Jerry Weiss-Corbley is our first guest, and this Earth Day, which is April the 22nd, you know, we're going to give you some good news. Which animals are making a comeback from the brink? What is the progress we've made on global warming? How have things improved since the first Earth Day? Well, the Good News Network is going to unveil its top 10 list of good news for Earth Day on April 16th. Now, when it's an 11th year of publishing Good News Online, the Good News Network is number one on Google. Managing editor and founder Jerry Weiss-Corbley is a former Washington, D.C. TV news professional, is the world's first positive news expert, appearing on the Washington Post Radio, BBC World Services, and many other broadcasts. She has been featured in Women's Day Magazine, Fast Company, and newspapers around the country. And Jerry, welcome to the X Zone. Jerry, do we have a lot of good news to share with people? You know, like this to me is a breath of fresh air. We're so used to getting negative news, news that is very depressing. Now, when we learned about the Good News Network, we just had to get two people on. Now, how long has this been going, and where did you get the concept from?
Well, you know, we hit our 10th anniversary in August last mm-hmm. year. So believe it or not, right when the Internet was in its infancy, that's when we started putting good news on the web. Actually, I was in the TV news business, and I knew right away that there should be a show about good news. Why isn't there? So 10 years later, I left my career to raise three kids at home, And so I started to raise these little kids, and when the internet hit, I said, wow, here's my chance to do good news and to offer it to people, and I can make it right on my computer at home.
Now, mainstream media is kind of an outlet for bad news. People turn on the radio because they want to find out what's happening in the world. And unfortunately, in today's age and society, a lot of it is bad news. However, the possibility of listening to good news is a welcome change. And that's where do you get your stories from, and how do you do your research?
Well, today's technology makes it much easier for me to find good news. Mm-hmm. There's all kinds of ways that I have of tracking the good news that comes out on all the news websites around the world. So it used to be one day, 5-6 years ago, when I used to write all my own stories, and now I link to many of them. And a lot of people send me stories that they find, so I'm getting stories sent in from Canada and the UK and Australia. People keep an eye out. Whenever they find something they really like, they send it in. So I've got stories going up every day, 3 to 4 stories a day about business.
Well, let's talk more about the Good News Network on the other side of this commercial break as the X-Zone continues right here on the Talkstar Radio Network. Don't go away.
In this sturdy old part of the city, where the sun refused to shine, people tell me there ain't no use in trying. Now, my girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know.
We're talking about the Good News Network in this first hour of the X-Zone. Their website is www.goodnewsnetwork.org. And Jerry Weiss-Corbly is our special guest. She is the lady behind this, what I think is a fascinating and it's about time concept. They've been doing this for 10 years now. You get letters from all over the world. And when does good news help people who are kind of depressed? Like I used to get up in the morning, grab my coffee, sit myself down in front of the little TV set in the kitchen, turn on the TV, watch CNN.
Oh, yeah, it's like poison. You need an antidote immediately. Yeah. You know, start your day off like that. I know a lot of people do, but in fact, I have a supporter from Harvard, mm-hmm. Tal Ben-Shahar is a positive psychologist, and he teaches Harvard courses, and he recommends that everybody, after they have their morning news, to go to the Good News Network to get an antibody for the virus they just ingested. So yeah, a lot of people over the years, I've gotten letters from people who say I've been so depressed, and I realized that the news was really really contributing to my depression. And then I typed in good news on Google, and if you do that, you get 159 million search results, and I'm number one. So it's easy for people to find me, but they find good news, and they write me and they say, my life is changed. I'm now enjoying life again. I'm going back to school. I mean, I've had some amazing letters. I wish they would do a study based on, you know, what people's lives are like when they read good news every day.
Well, I'm sure it puts a little spring into their walk and a song in their heart, because people want positive reinforcement these days. People want good news. That, you know, you look at the headlines, bad news. You turn on the boob tube at news time, bad news. Yeah. And even the TV programming is kind of depressing. People getting shot, people getting killed, people getting robbed, you know. Just goes
and
on
it's, you know, and it's not really news in the sense that, I mean, we all know that there's murders in the city, there's fires in the city. You know, is this really news? Is this something that we need to know? I don't think so. I'm not advocating that you stop watching, stop
sure, I understand.
Ingesting the news, but there's got to be some balance. And certainly newsmakers need to think about what exactly their coverages are doing to people.
Well, unfortunately, you know the news industry just as well as I do, and the news industry is based on bad news. People, it seems, love to watch other people in misery, in pain. You know,
but they also like the overcoming stories. You know, when I was in the business and they told me when I told some people my idea and they said good news doesn't sell, I wasn't buying it because I looked around. What was the number one magazine? Reader's Digest. Always has a hero story and columns based on heroes. What was the number one newspaper insert? Parade magazine. Always has a heartwarming story on the cover. And what was the number one show on daytime television? Oprah. It was Remembering Your Spirit, her Angel Network. It was all kinds of real heartwarming, overcoming stories. And now, look at the popular home makeover show.
Yeah.
You know, that's a really popular show.
In fact, the entire Home and Garden TV network is doing fantastic.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's just doing great.
Oh.
You know, the numbers are up. Slice TV is doing great. The Comedy Channel is doing great.
Yeah.
You know, like you're saying, the channels where people can watch and they can get a positive spin on life are the kind of channels that they're drifting over to.
I think it's almost like your diet. I do think of it. If you eat a lot of junk food every day, if you give a child candy every day, they're going to want it. It's just you're programming them to want it. And I think we've all been programmed to look at sensationalistic stories. And I think in the same way, and I've seen it in my viewers, that they've written me and said, when I first came to your site, I didn't get it, kind of. But then they said, now I'm seeing the world differently, and I really appreciate looking. I look for the good now, and that's what I'm trying to help people to do. It really changes their lives. So,
I still wonder why they in L.A. they have these choppers in the sky that follow police pursuits. Like, why? You know, aren't, you know, all the,
some people like that, but I just can't imagine spending your time on that. I really can't.
You know, when they had the O.J. Simpson trial on TV, apparently millions and millions of people were glued to their TV sets.
Yeah, I never watched a minute of it. I just thought that was so boring, but, you know, that's me. I'm sure I'm a minority. In fact, I kind of like the Obama campaign lately because it's a sort of a lot of hope, and I think, well, finally, I think there's some kind of a Pollyanna kind of attitude that's being exposed, that
exactly.
People really do want to feel good. They want to hope.
Exactly. You know, and in today's new age genre, everybody is looking at the year 2012, the end of the Mayan calendar, doom and gloom. And I'm saying, no. What it's doing, you see, this was, the Mayans had a sense of humor in my book. Because what they did was they came up with this little concept that they were going to tell people thousands of years down the road that it was going to be the end of the world. Because they kind of figured, well, by the year 2001, 2002, people should be totally screwed up, worse than we are.
Wow.
And what we're going to do is we're going to play a little trick on them. We're going to tell them it's the end of the world. And this way here, they're going to have to do one of two things. They're either going to have to separate, go their own way, and prepare for a catastrophe that isn't going to happen, or they're going to band together and solve their problems, get rid of their indifferences.
Yeah, that's nice, yeah.
That's the way I look at it.
Yeah, that's why I like the whole global warming issue is interesting. Now, people can be scared of it and you know, woe is me, but there's so many people banding together.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Wonderful things are being done to fight against that.
Yes, look what happened two Saturdays ago. Was it Earth Hour?
That was
fantastic.
Yeah, wasn't that something?
That is fantastic. And then the different cities around the world that are getting right into recycling.
Mm-hmm.
You've got school children who are being taught how to, you know, how to work to with Mother Nature instead of against it.
Yeah, I have stories about that often on my site about classrooms that are doing interesting things and big business and small business.
Yeah.
And I love the story about no matter if our federal government has gotten involved in the Kyoto or not, a mayor up in, I think it was the mayor of Seattle, Greg, oh God, forgive me, the mayor set up a global climate initiative for cities and mayors. He got like 300 mayors, including huge cities like New York and Dallas and such, to sign up to agree to cut the emissions just like the Kyoto Treaty isn't in their own cities. despite what our government is doing. So that story was one of my favorites last year.
You know, then you've got the independent inventors and entrepreneurs who are out there coming up with solutions to the coal fuel that we're all using. They're coming up with alternative energy. They are coming up with ways to save and to streamline the energy that we're using.
Yeah.
So people are taking a positive, affirmative action.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and to me, this is wonderful. Whenever I see people working together on any project, that's wonderful. And to see children being taught in school, working on these little projects.
They're taught about endangered species from the get-go, first grade, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's really fabulous.
And you know what? I believe that this world is going to pull it all together. And sure, we've done some stupid things. We've done some really rotten things, and Mother Nature has tolerated us this far.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's saying, guys, no more.
Yeah, and that's got to be one of my top ten, and I'm excited about this Earth Day top ten that's coming out. But one of them has to be just the consensus now that people have about global warming. Sure, some people think, okay, it's a natural trend, that it would have happened anyway, but still they recognize that, okay, men and humankind are really exacerbating it, and we can cut it back and, you know, rail ourselves in so that we're not totally exploiting the environment like that. So.
And hats off to Vice President Gore.
Yeah, right.
But you know what? Let's go back in time. Let's get into the Wayback Machine here. The people at oh my God, I forgot their name. Oh gosh, this is awful.
Give me a clue.
They used to they get in between the ships and the whales, the ships and the Greenpeace.
Oh, the Greenpeace.
Yeah,
sure.
Greenpeace. You know. They were trying to get this message across years ago. Guys, you're screwing up the water. You're screwing up the air.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, here it is in the year 2008, and then, the light's gone on. Yeah, we were. It's just like the hippies back in the 60s.
Uh-huh.
You know, they were way ahead of their time. But the good news is that the Good News Network is here sharing this information, the positive side. And God love you for that.
Thank you.
When we come back from the news that we have to take in a few minutes, can we talk about some of the great stories that you've gotten and share them with our listeners?
For sure, yes, absolutely.
All right, Jerry, please stand by.
Okay.
Jerry Weiss-Corbley is our very special guest, and she is the lady behind the Good News Network. Their website is www.goodnewsnetwork.org. If you've got a good, a happy story that you'd like to share with us, give us a call at 1-877-528-8255. That's 1-877-528-8255. My email address is xzone@hawkstarradio.com, on MSN Messenger, talkstarradio@hotmail.com, and our websites, www.xzoneradio.com and www.xzonetv.com. Still to come on tonight's show, Dr. Will Horton is going to be talking about mind control, and we're also going to be talking about the polygamist raid in Texas last week. And then Philip Cook will be joining me to talk about abused men, the hidden side of domestic violence. Once again, our numbers are 1-877-528-8255, and that is toll-free throughout the U.S., Canada, Alaska, and Hawaii. My producer tonight at Master Control is the one and only Gotham City guy himself, Batman. Nice working with you, Batman. And Batman and I, and of course our very special guest, Jerry Weiss-Corbley, will be back on the other side of the news as the X-Zone continues, live and around the world on the Talkstar Radio Network, X-Zone TV, and on shortwave from our studios in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. Don't go away, we'll be right back.
Always wanted to play the guitar? With the Victor Lee Guitar Method, if you've got a song you can hum in the shower, in just one easy lesson, you can start actually to read sheet music and play the guitar. You'll be playing beautifully in no time, and the tunes you write can actually be played on other instruments using the government-endorsed Victor Lee Guitar Translator. Victor Lee's amazing offer is online at www.victorleeguitarmethod.com. Learn how to play beautifully the guitar and read music and translate the music you write to be played on other instruments. Music is the international language, and the copyrighted Victor Lee Guitar Translator instructions are available in most languages spoken around the world. Go now to www.victorleeguitarmethod.com. Open yourself to a wonderful world of music. www.victorleeguitarmethod.com. Say, do you or a member of your family suffer from acne? Do you take prescription drugs and get little or no relief? Is your skin always dry and itching and peeling due to the side effects of chemicals and drugs? Do you have trouble looking in the mirror and being happy with what you see? Do you avoid going out in the world due to your acne? Are you spending ridiculous amounts of money with little or no results? Well, you may find relief. Relief is available to most sufferers online at healthstarproducts.com. It's guaranteed, or you get your money back, and you've got 90 days to decide. Look it up for yourself online at HealthStar Products, H-E-A-L-T-H, healthstarproducts.com. Go to www.healthstarproducts.com and find out about the acne program. Find out if it works for you or a member of your family. If it doesn't, you get your money back.
Hi, this is Ken Elliott. When I'm floating around the universe, I always try to tune in to Rob McConnell.
Hey, hello there, Kermit the Frog on Sesame Street. When I want to find out what's going on with UFOs or ghosts, I listen to the X-Zone with Rob McConnell.
This is Les Corrigan from Target Internet Development. You're listening to Rob McConnell on the X-Zone Radio Show.
This is John Hogue, Prophecy Scholar, and you're listening to Rob McConnell in the X-Zone.
Welcome to the X-Zone, a place where fact is fiction and fiction is reality. Now, here's your host, Rob McConnell.
Welcome back, everyone. This portion of the X-Zone is being brought to you by Answers From Your Angels with Amethyst Wildfire. And if you'd like to get a psychic reading with Amethyst, visit her website at www.answersfromyourangels.com. We're talking about good news tonight, the first hour of tonight's show. Our very special guest is the young lady who put together the Good News Network some 11 years ago. Her name is Jerry Weiss-Corbly. And first of all, thanks very much for coming on tonight, Jerry. As soon as we heard about the Good News Network, there was no way we could not get you on as soon as we could. And it's a pleasure having you here. Good news. I love it.
Yeah, it's great.
So tell us some of the stories that you've covered at the Good News Network.
Well, there's just such a great, you know, variety of them. There's kids that are heroes. One little boy saved his grandmother recently with a simple trick that he learned in school, and something I've never heard. She was choking. This old lady was choking, and the little boy, I think he was like 5 years old.
My heavens.
Said, just lift up your arms, Grammy. And she lifted up her arms and poof, poof, the jello came out. Her teacher had taught him that.
You never did that when you were a kid, when you were choking? You put your arms up?
No.
Oh, come on.
Are you serious? No way. I have never heard of that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. If you're choking or if you're coughing a lot, yeah, my mom taught us to stick our hands up.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That is so great. And here I've had children for 17 years and never knew to teach. I'll have to tell them that.
This is what sharing information is about.
The other interesting one was the golden retriever who performed the Heimlich maneuver on his owner and saved her life.
A golden retriever?
Yes,
a dog.
This story was one of my top 10 pet stories of 2007. This dog, it was right near where I live in Maryland, and the picture was in the paper and everything, and she's choking away, and she's trying to push on her own chest.
Right.
And the dog, the golden retriever, sees her doing it. He jumps up, puts his hands on her shoulders, pushes her down, and starts jumping on her chest, and boop, out pops the food.
My head. Now, did anybody ever find out how the dog knew how to do this?
Well, like I said, he was watching her, I think. She was pounding on her own chest.
My.
And I think he's looking, like if you think about it, he's looking at her, and she's saying, boom, he saved her life.
Isn't that, now that is a fascinating story. I love
I
animals.
I love the animal stories. Here's another really great animal story that, as I said, I did my top 10 good news of the year in 2007. This was 11. It just missed it, but I loved it. It was a surfer is in the water in California, and suddenly he's being attacked by a great white shark. And the pod, you must have heard this, a pod of dolphins surrounded him and escorted him to shore.
Those dolphin stories are really fascinating. And they've been doing this for ever since men's been to sea. And yet no one to this very day understands why.
And just 2 months ago, or a month ago, I'd say, there was a whale that was stranded. And they were trying down in, I believe, Australia to try to get this beached whale to go back in the water and to sail away. And this porpoise or dolphin that is a favorite of the locals, it swims with the locals, came over and helped and guided the whale out to sea. So that was another good story.
You know, you've got to wonder. Animals are a lot smarter than we give them credit for. And if all the animals on this planet decided to gang up on humans, watch out.
Oh, yeah, that's a horror movie in the making.
Oh, I'll tell you that.
Well, the other neat thing about animals, and that I see this all the time, are these stories about, like the mother dog that adopts the orphan possum that they find in the road. Her mother's been killed, and they bring the little baby possum, and they start nursing. The dog, I love the cross-breed nursing that often happens, the mother rabbit to the baby kitten, and I come upon these stories often. And it goes to show that, you know, that's what people should be like, across the races, across the,
I couldn't agree with you more.
Yeah.
We need to forget about color. We need to forget about religion. We need to forget about philosophy and just get down to basics.
Mm-hmm.
People.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Plain and simple people.
Yep. And a lot of the stories on the website show, just like in 9/11 or any kind of tragedy, you know, a lot of the best news comes out of tragedy.
Mm-hmm.
And it happens when people least expect it. You're walking along and you come upon somebody in trouble. And most people, they don't even think about it. They go in, they risk their own health, their safety, their lives sometimes. One of my favorite stories was a story that Joseph Campbell told about a really tall cliff in Hawaii that a guy was going to commit suicide from the top of this windy cliff, and this policeman car came upon them, and there were two cops in the car, and the one jumps out, and he reaches over, and he's about to get pulled over the edge with this guy if that other cop hadn't come around the car and gotten there just in the nick of time to pull them both back. And they asked him in the press conference later, the first policeman, you know, how could you do that? You have a wife, you have children. He said, you know, I could not do it.
That's
he
right.
said, if I would have let that person go, that I was connected to that person, and I could not have let him go. And that's the connection that we have to each, every person. And the other interesting thing, you know, I've seen these stories over 10 years of doing this type of publishing. To a person, every one of them says, I'm not a hero. I just did what any normal person would do. And you know why they say that? It's because inside of each one of us is this instinct for caring, and it comes out, boom, when you're seeing someone in trouble, and you don't even know it's there, so you're not consciously choosing. That's why they say, I'm not a hero, I didn't decide to do it, you know, I just did it.
It came naturally to them.
Yeah.
You know, I still have vivid memories of the firefighters and the first responders and the
mm-hmm.
police officers running into the buildings
uh-huh.
of 9/11.
Yes, I know. It's just, you know, and there are so many heroes that come out of tragedy. It's mm-hmm. It's really inspiring. So,
what kind of stories do you get about people helping other people beside, you know, like the ones with the police officers and the first responders? Do you get a lot of these sent in to you by people around the world?
Yes, yes, I do. An ex-Marine last week, an ex-Marine was driving by on a highway. He saw a knife fight, and he pulls over, and he jumped in the middle of a knife fight. And the other person said, he was a blessing from above. If he hadn't come, you know, the other person would have been down. You know, this just happens. People running into fires. It was a nice one. A rookie firefighter in Wisconsin about 2 weeks ago, he hadn't even finished his training yet, and he came upon, I think he was listening to a scanner, and he was very close to a fire that had just been called in or something, and he went over there, and he didn't have any gear or anything, he's just in his jeans, and he runs into this house, and he said it was really his instinct that led him, it wasn't anything else, and this person had passed out. He said, I was a goner. There was thick smoke and flames all around me, and this firefighter dragged her out, and they really were hailing him. I mean, wasn't even a rookie yet as a real hero. And he said, it was my instinct. I just, something told me to go in, you know.
There was a story that I watched on the Ellen DeGeneres show a couple of days ago where a major in the United States Marine Corps and his men had befriended some wild dogs mm-hmm. over in Afghanistan.
Right. I had that story. Ellen DeGeneres' producer is on my email list, and she gets my newsletter so often. Whenever I put up a story, I see it on Ellen the next day or two.
Wow.
It's true. if anyone wants to join the email list, it's free. It's comes out about every week. And they just go and sign up with their email, and they get the good news. That way they don't have to remember to go to the website, and they get, boom, inspiration in their inbox. And it's the top 10 good news stories of the week. But, yes, this Marine or someone in the service, could be Army, apparently these towns in Iraq use these dogs as, like, sirens. And they do terrible things to the dogs, like they cut off his ears to make him more, I don't know what, to make him more, a better siren or something. But these Marines, yeah, befriended him and brought him back with them.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the other story about the one who worked with a dog, the Marine who worked with a dog and in the Army. And the dog still had a year's rotation left, but his partner was killed, the man, the soldier. So his family adopted the dog, and the Army gave him an early release, and the dog, who was absolutely the best friend of this Marine, now is living with the family here in the southern states.
That is a very nice story.
Yeah.
That's good news.
Yep.
That truly is good news. And then during Katrina, the aftermath of Katrina, there was a lot of good news coming out of New Orleans about people. And then the hurricanes and the tornadoes that have swept recently across the mid-U.S., the flooding.
Well, yes. There was lots of, I remember Rachel Ray, the TV star, the cook, mm-hmm. the chef, came to one of the high schools that had been demolished and was helped them to have their homecoming. And she cooked dinner for all of them, and that was really heartwarming. I have a celebrities page where I put on the good things that celebrities are doing, which is fun.
Do celebrities do a lot of good things?
Oh, yeah. And especially Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. I mean, they're the butt of criticism, but they do the most fantastic things. I mean, they're down in New Orleans when everybody's left. They actually moved down there with their kids, and Brad Pitt does everything he can to help those folks down there. And, you know, the interesting thing, though, you brought up, I just wanted to say about disasters.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the outpouring of charity, money given out of Americans' pockets was tremendous. The year of the tsunami and the Katrina. But mm-hmm. guess what? The following year, when there was nothing really to motivate people to give, we gave more and made a record $2 billion in charity that year. That was last year. And that was reported in 2007. It was the year 2006. Record charity. So, you know, we're a generous people.
We are. And it takes a disaster or some misfortune to see how great people really are.
Yeah.
And hopefully we'll see how great people are before these disasters take place so that people will understand that we are all together on this little planet floating around in space, and we are all we've got so far.
Yes.
You know, and you know, the water that is being that is so desperately needed around the world, the food crisis.
Mm-hmm.
The the gas cost of gasoline.
The other another wonderful thing is so many billionaires now, Gates and Ted Turner and just mm-hmm. on and on, people you don't even know their names, are giving so many millions of dollars to fight malaria and to feed people in Africa. And I tell you, if you really look at the statistics these days, the poverty levels have just, it's unbelievable how low it has gotten in Asia, and now Africa's the next place, you know, and we've got to get that down too. But
CNN had a great story on the other day. This lady was married. She has two children. She lost her job. She was earning $70,000 a year. The husband couldn't take the pressure after a couple of months of her not working. He left her with the two kids, took off. She's got the mortgage. She just has a bit of money, enough money to keep things going for a little while. All of a sudden, she has money for the mortgage, but she doesn't have money for food. She goes to the food bank, and she is just blown away by how wonderful these people are.
Oh, I like that.
You know, and that was a great story. And I sent an email to CNN congratulating them on some good news for a change.
Yes.
I never got a response back. Listen, you and I have to take another commercial break. We'll be back in a couple of minutes after this commercial set. My name's Rob McConnell, and this is the X Zone on the Talkstar Radio Network, X Zone TV, and on shortwave around the world. Our special guest this hour, I'm going to call her the Good News Lady. The Good News Lady, Jerry Weiss-Corbly, and www.goodnewsnetwork.org. During the news break, I'm going to go over there and sign up for the email. My name's Rob McConnell. This is the X Zone, and we will be back on the other side of this break as the X Zone continues on the Talkstar Radio Network. Don't go.
Here's a B-movie quiz. What big ape movie did Raymond Burr, TV's Perry Mason and Ironsides, monkey around in along with Lee J. Cobb, Anne Bancroft, Lee Marvin, and Cameron Mitchell in an amusement park? Yes, Gorilla at Large, the 1954 color fear flick. This little gem is one of a collection of sci-fi and fantasy films on DVD for just $27.99 offered to X-Zone listeners. You get a big assortment of the good, the bad, and the even worse. For the latter category, there's Pizzadora in Santa Claus Conquers the Martians. The Master of Terror, John Carradine, stars in the incredible Petrified World. Like Gladiator movies, kid? Steve Reeves in Red Park, Flex Like Fury, and a few Hercules flicks. 50 movies on 12 DVDs. A $300 value if I ever saw one. All yours for $27.99 plus shipping and handling. Get online now to TalkStarRadio.com and shop the online video bookstore and bazaar.
Whether it's the arrival of Planet X in 2012, the Earth's crazy weather cycles, our deadly global warming, Armageddon, UFOs, ETs, terrorism, the critical mass 2008 presidential elections, Dr. Jason Rand talks the talk and walks the walk. Being a twice-nominated Grammy record producer, recording artist, publisher, lecturer, UFO ET researcher and investigator, and best-selling author of
The Return of Planet X, Mankind's Ongoing Legacy with a Brown Dwarf Star.
Dr. Jason Rand truly does walk the walk and talk the talk. For more information on Dr. Jason Rand or to order The Return of Planet X, visit his website at www.returnofplanet-x.com or call 901-336-9660.
And where will you be in the year 2012?
Welcome back, everyone. Jerry Weiss Corbley is our special guest. And her website is www.goodnewsnetwork.org. Over the commercial break, I went up there and I signed up for your newsletter. So I want to get good news, too.
Terrific.
I'm tired of bad news all the time. Everybody deserves good news.
It really changes your perspective.
Well, and I thank you for that. Tell me, are there animals making a comeback?
Yes, there are so many that if I did a top 10 for good news for Earth Day, it would have to be something like animals making a comeback would be one of them. But actually, I'd start with two. The bald eagle. If your audience doesn't know, you guys need to know that the bald eagle, which was really endangered down to like 70 pairs in the United States, is now off the endangered species list. They took it off last year, and it's now thriving in all 48 states and Alaska and Canada. So,
and
that was a real success story.
Also, falcons and hawks were the hawks were on endangered species, and now they too have made a great comeback. But what do you think about the polar bear situation?
Well, this was a really great story last year. Just at the end of the year, where the United States finally said, okay, we agree, the polar bears are threatened. That means, and they made this, and they said, okay, we'll take a year for comments, public comments, or to study it or something like that. But this means that if they go ahead like we think they will, that affects all of our energy policies. We won't be able to drill in the Arctic. We won't be able to keep up our cars the way we're going, spewing pollution. We're going to have to get those CAFE standards down because it will go against the Endangered Species Act. And it's a huge switch that was flipped on by the government. They knew they were backed into a corner. So now we have to do things because we're threatening the polar bear. We have to do things like get our cars to drive cleaner and our gas mileage to be better.
Out of bad comes good.
Yes, yes. That's all I can... There's bad news. I know what you mean. I don't even want to go there and talk about those poor polar bears. But
anyway, Jerry, listen, I want to thank you very much for coming on the show tonight. Continued success, and I can hardly wait until I get my first copy of your newsletter. if ever you want to come on and share some good news, let us know. We'll get you on.
Well, that's fantastic. I'd love to come back with you guys.
I guarantee you will.
I am going to, if you want to go get the top 10 good news about the Earth, just come on around Earth Day, around April 21st or so. I'll have it up around April 16th. So.
All right, we will do that. And Jerry, look forward to the next time when you join us here in the X Zone to give us more good news from the Good News Network. Have a wonderful day. Jerry Weiss-Corbley has been our special guest this hour. She is the lady behind the Good News Network, www.goodnewsnetwork.org. When we come back from the news at the top of the hour, it's 6.5 minutes past, Dr. Will Horton will be joining me. We're talking about brain mind control, and we're also going to tie that into the polygamist raid in Texas over the last week. 1-877-528-8255 is toll-free. My name is Rob McConnell, and this is the X-Zone on the Talkstar Radio Network. We'll be back after the news. Don't go away.